This is the Monday Musical Matinee, and I am your host, Sherry Bauer Mayorga. We're listening today to composers who are given over to avian inspiration. And we hear behind me now, yes, unmistakably, the cuckoo. I heard my first cuckoo in Holland when I was riding my bicycle 9 o'clock at night, and I heard it, and my first thought was, yes, they sound exactly like their imitators. And we're going to listen now to someone who did have a little fun with a cuckoo sound. We'll listen to George Friedrich Handel's Organ Concerto No. 13, The Cuckoo and the Nightingale. Apparently, Handel's publisher was quite creative. Handel did not officially write a concerto for organ, but the publisher was able to scrape together six of them. So Handel did improvise between movements or scenes of his larger works, occasionally wrote an interlude. So his publisher, John Walsh, put together some of these interludes and improvisations into six published organ concerti. So we're going to listen to Organ Concerto No. 13 in F. There are four movements here. There is a larghetto. In the second movement, we hear some solo work and duetting between the cuckoo and the nightingale. This movement is called allegro. We have another larghetto followed by another allegro. This is Simon Preston and Trevor Pinnock with the English Concert.
Thank you.
Organist Simon Preston, performing George Friedrich Handel's Organ Concerto No. 13 in F, The Cuckoo and the Nightingale. The conductor was Trevor Pinnock, leading the English concert. Next, we'll listen to a performance of The Lark Ascending, a composition for violin and orchestra by composer Ralph Vaughan Williams. In classical music poll after classical music poll, this piece apparently is the public's number one desert island piece. It has an interesting story behind it. Apparently, prior to the outbreak of the First World War, Vaughan Williams was standing near the English Channel as troop ships were crossing the channel, and he was making sketches in his notebook. Someone turned him in because they thought he was writing out secret code, and he was arrested. So there was a slight delay to the premiere of this work. It was premiered in 1920 as a violin and piano composition by Marie Hall. Later in 1921, conductor Sir Adrian Bolt led it as a violin and orchestra piece. It did not receive a great review. The Times said it showed supreme disregard for the way of today or yesterday. It dreamed itself along. It's one of Vaughan Williams' more impressionistic works. It's a very meditative piece. It's kind of refreshing to know that this piece is something that our modern public is drawn to. The piece was based on a poem by Victorian poet George Meredith, and Vaughan Williams wanted this included on the flyleaf of the published work. This is the poem. He rises and begins to round. He drops the silver chain of sound of many links without a break in chirrup, whistle, slur, and shake. For singing till his heaven fills, 'tis love of earth that he instills, and ever winging up and up, our valley is his golden cup, and he the wine which overflows to lift us with him as he goes, till lost on his aerial rings in light, and then the fancy sings. The Lark Ascending. This is a performance by violinist Iona Brown. This was her signature piece. Here she is performing with the Academy of St. Martin's in the Field, Sir Neville Mariner conducting.
Thank you.
The Lark Ascending, a composition by Ralph Vaughan Williams. The performers were violinist Iona Brown and Sir Neville Mariner, conducting the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. We're going to close this aviary sound fest with a composition by composer Maria Schneider. This is from a recording called Sky Blue. I'm going to play the piece called Cerulean Skies. This begins in her mind in a forest in South America. We journey to the feeling and sound of one small warbler flying through the sky. The piece ends with the song of the cerulean warbler, and this is what Maria Schneider has to say about this. Every bird you'll hear throughout this piece comes from our mouths, instruments, or various whistles. Except for one bird you'll hear four times at the very end. It's the cerulean warbler, and the recording of it came from the Macaulay Library at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. The cerulean warbler is a marvelous and rather rare bird. Though not presently listed as endangered, it is considered by many to be in need of such a classification. I saw my first and only in Central Park, and it was a sight I'll never forget. Cerulean Skies by Maria Schneider, Donnie McCaslin, tenor sax, Gary Versace, accordion, with Charles Pillow, alto sax. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cerulean Skies by composer Maria Schneider from the recording called Sky Blue. Thanks for joining the Monday Musical Matinee. I'm your host, Sherry Bauer Mayorga, and thanks for joining our bird show. Let's listen to the world around us so we can respond with equal vitality. Let's go out with the King Singers recording of Blackbird.
Singing in the dead of night, take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life you were only waiting for this moment to arrive. Blackbird singing in the dead of night, take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life you were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly, into the light of a dark black night. This moment to arise.